Mike has been the Secretary of Jail myself in Georgia. He's a member of the Intelligence Committee. Senator, thank you very much for joining us tonight. Georgians now are facing exclusively because of Donald Trump's choice to not extend these tax credits. What are Georgians telling you about what they need from Washington now?
Good evening, Lawrence, and thank you for having me. And let's just think about this in terms of the real world. Let me tell you a story. I heard from a constituent this week. She's in her early 60s. She waits tables for a living, and she has breast cancer. She's in bed for therapy. She needs chemo just about monthly. And because her premiums are about to go up to $500, she tells me she's going to have to go without health insurance. In the middle of chemotherapy, this is a breast cancer patient I represent. What are people supposed to do? These Republican senators who walk through the gilded halls of Congress and treat this like a game, completely oblivious to the fact that this is life or death for our constituents. They have an opportunity this week to join us in extending these tax credits. They just spent trillions of dollars on tax cuts for the rich while they were slashing Medicaid. But they're all tied up in knots on this fundamental moral question, whether people should be able to afford the health care they need. So we'll take this vote later this week, and it remains my hope that some Republican
party.